He'll answer the prayers of those that are doing right in his sight. So, saints of God, this is how we're going to have to live this life. And this is what the lesson is about today, how we should live according to the word of God. You know, we're going to have to live according to the word of God. As he told us in his word, this is what he told us. We are to keep his commandments. We are to keep his commandments. We are to do the things that he say, you know. And this is what separates us. When we don't do the things that God say, when we live any kind of way, we lie, we cheat, we steal, we homemonger, we gamble, we do everything that we're big enough to do, we walk in lockstep with the world. He said, this is what's separating you between you and God. You know, it's your sins that has caused God to hide his face from you. You know, what's happening today? We see the very same thing that I'm reading about. The same thing is happening today. Church folks, they're attending church services for attendance sake. You know, they have a form of Christ, but they deny the power thereof.
This is what we like to call you, Jesus, Jesus. That's what we call you, yeah. You were born in a manger, but on a tree.
We died to save man, the teacher.
This is KAYT. Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT. Praising the Lord.
Circling the globe with the glory of the gospel. This is the Movement of Christ broadcast, featuring the teaching ministry of Dr. John E. Montgomery II. Preaching the uncompromised Word of God, Dr. Montgomery is pastor of the Greater King David Baptist Church, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and ministers to the needs of all people through the love of God. Join us now for an anointed message from God's Word for your life today.
Romans chapter 15, verse 4, you don't have to turn there, I just want you to mark that, says, for whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that through patience and comfort of the scriptures, we might have hope. Hope. In other words, everything that's in the Bible is in the Bible for a reason. And it is designed to help us, to grow us, to groom us, to be what God has called us to be. So having said that, I want to walk back through one particular verse in the Old Testament that's a familiar psalm to all of us. And I almost feel guilty for having to go back there, but since this is Youth Day, I figure some of the youth and some of the youth at heart can learn from this thing. Psalm 23 and 4, the fourth verse, that's where my focus is this morning, just on the fourth verse. Now, I'm not just going to say a word about it, but my focus is going to be on verse 4. Do you have it? Begin reading now.
Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me.
God bless you. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. Now, sometimes we read this verse because we know it, we are familiar with it, and we don't seek new meaning from it. And so therefore, it's just a rehearsal of something that we think we know. But I want to observe a winner here who can help us in crisis. A winner who can help us in crisis. Why can this winner, David, help us in crisis? Because he's been through it. And my brothers and sisters, if you ever go looking for a guide, it ought to be somebody who knows the way. Amen. And I can tell you, David knows the way. Listen, if you will, because David says, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Now, we've heard that 1,000 times, we've repeated it, but I want us to look and see, because one of the things that we must understand is this is the 4th of 6 verses. The first 3 verses deal with the context, the preparation for David saying this in verse 4. The first 3 verses deal with the context. Verses 5 and 6 deals with the celebration and the conclusion. I need you to understand that this is important to recognize that verse 4 holds what is called critical content. Critical content. Before David gets to verse 4, he had to pass through verse 1, 2, 3. Now, I need you to hear this because there are 4 observations I want us to make about verse 4. One is about the course. 2 is about the courage. 3 is about the company. And 4 is about the comfort. Now, I need you to understand that David, before he ever said yay, he knew that even though the course that he was going down was not one he would have chosen, but rather one that was chosen for him. Brothers and sisters, what we have got to recognize in this life, we who belong to the Lord must know the course that God has placed us on is for his glory and our good. We will never ever become the man, the woman whom God desires us to be until we go down and complete the course that he has chosen for us. Not many of us would choose a course that would challenge us the way David is being challenged. Now, I want you to see something here, because I need you to see that in the end of that 3rd verse, he says, he leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Now that's the context. That's the end of the verse 3 context there. All right. 1, he's my shepherd. 2, he makes me to lie down in green pastures. He restores me. He refreshes me. But then he restores me. And when he gets through with all of that, he does all of that so he can lead me where he wants me to go. Sometime God has to repair you before he can use you. This world has beat us up and messed us up and dealt with and so contrary that God has to fix us up before he can use us for his glory. So now, because God is leading him in this course, he shouts, yay. Yay. Not because he is going down a course that he does not want to go down, but because God is leading him to this course. David is familiar with the valley of the shadow of death. Why? Because he knows this area. He knows this. When we were in Egypt and Israel, we got to see a lot of the scripture and see the reality of how they play out in scripture and in life. And one of the things about the valley was that trees grew somewhat in the side of the valley. Now remember, you got hills or mountains on every side, but then trees growing sideways instead of straight up out of the sides of the mountain produces a shadow. Because when the sun is shining, it's designed to shine and meet the surface. But whenever there is an interference between the sun and the surface, it produces a shadow. And many times the trees produced shadows where crooks and criminals, rapists and robbers hung out. And that's why people were encouraged to go through the valley in numbers, in convoys, not to go by themselves, because most times they would not come out the valley the same way they went in. They would be beaten, they would be robbed, and on and on and on. So David was familiar with this valley, but he says God is leading him. One thing I want to say is wherever the will of God leads you, the grace of God can keep you. You need to know that. I know you've heard it, but you need to know. If God is leading you in a place you don't want to be, you got to know he's up to something. He's doing something. And your first response ought to be, yay! Not because you want to deal with what you got to deal with, but what you know is he's with you, and if he's with you, everything is going to be all right. That's all David knew going in. He's with me. Everything's going to be all right. So know that you cannot always choose your course. Point number one, you cannot always choose your course. Look at your neighbor and help me preach and say, neighbor, you cannot always choose your course. If you are a child of God, your course will be chosen for you. Second thing is, he says, listen, because the course, when he says, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, which means here that David was familiar not only with the reality of the valley, but folk who perhaps lost their lives in the valley. The shadow of death got its reputation because in the valley some people died, but it didn't mean he was gonna die. And you know, you ever hear some people, man, oh, so-and-so happened, this, and they died. Well, that was them. I'm sorry that they did, but And what does that to do with me? Because they died. I know that the course that I travel on may not be one I want to be on, but I know who led me on it. And so because of that, I know that what I'm going through, listen at this, I'm growing through. Let me say it again. What I'm going through, I'm growing through. And why am I doing that? To get to what God's got to me, for me. So listen again now. So this is important because I need you to see where you may be right now. It might not be a good place. It might not be a happy place. It might not be the place you want to be. You look back at your life and say, I thought I would have been here by now, or I would have had this by now, or things would have been different by now. But I've got to ask you, did you choose your course? And if God chose it for you, God is in control of it. All right. So we move from not choosing your course, but having courage on your course. Notice he says, though I walk, not run. No, not run. I'm not scared. Because God's position in verse 3 was in front of me. He led me in the paths of righteousness for his name. But in verse 4, he moved from in front me to beside me. Notice he says, I will fear no evil. That's courage. That's courage. This was a great feat of faith. Feat, F-E-A-T. Which means an accomplishment requiring courage, skill, or strength. And David had it all because God was with him. So here he says, I will fear no evil. It's an act of his will. It's his volition. His mind is made up. Can I tell you, many of us don't recognize that the devil is always trying to gain control of our minds. Because if he can gain control of your mind, then he's already defeated you before you even go through a test. Even athletes try to have mind control over the opponent. Ever see two boxers standing toe-to-toe? Referee is giving them the qualifications of the requirements of the fight, and they sitting there staring one another down, you know, looking like mean bulldogs at one another and so forth and so on. You know, they're trying, and here's what they know. The first one who can get the first hardest lick in gonna shake up the other one. I played football in my day. I was a linebacker. We talk some talk on that line. We talk some talk on that line. But here was what we knew. We knew the one who was able to jump out there and make the first impact with power would put fear in that person. And so you got to know that fear is a part of the mental game the enemy plays. How many of you been afraid of something that didn't even happen? Some of y'all afraid to go to the doctor. Afraid to go to the dentist. Afraid to go this, afraid to go that, afraid. You're just fearful. And then when you go through it, you find out it wasn't all that bad. Lord, all of that for nothing. Because fear played a part in the mind. And that's what the devil wants in every believer, to make them fearful. But David said, I will fear no evil. That means, and this is important because I need you to hear me, evil without and evil within. I will fear. See, because sometimes I can think some things that'll scare me to death. The mind is powerful now. How many times have you thought you knew what somebody else was thinking? And you governed yourself according to what you thought they were thinking, because if it was you, that's what you would have been thinking. And that's generally what the problem is. Many times when folk hadn't said something and we think that's what they said, it's because it's a reflection of our own self in the mirror reflecting back at us. In other words, they must think like this, because if I were in that position, I'd be thinking the same way. You remember when the prodigal son ran off and did all he did? Came back home, father received him home. The brother wouldn't go in the house because he heard that the brother, younger brother was home, etc. His father comes out to get him, and he gets to his father by telling him, you know, hey, he goes out, spend all of his living on prostitutes and rioting, living and so forth. Did he go with his brother? How did he know? He didn't even talk to his brother. His brother didn't tell him what he did out there. So how would he know what his brother did? Unless he was, come on, help me somebody. Because he was thinking, if I ever get away from here, And so as a result of that, he put his thoughts on his brother. And so that's what we do. But he says, I'll fear no evil. Courage, courage. David had courage. But next thing he says, for thou art with me. With me. God was his company keeper. Can I tell you, my brothers and sisters, the Bible says, if God be for you, who can be against you? He said, listen, for thou art with me. When you have the Creator, has thou not known? Has thou not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the Creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary? There is no searching of his understanding. In other words, he don't get weak. You can't wear him out, and you can't figure him out. And he's walking right beside you. Now, he who created the whole world and everything therein is with you. My question to you is, who can be against you? Who can take you without overtaking him? There is no one. Look at the confidence that David has in his company. In his company. My brothers and sisters, I got to tell you, when God is with you, there is nothing you can do. That's why Jesus says, have faith in God. Young people, listen to me. Have faith in God. You may not be able to do it, but if God is with you, guess what? He can. He can. And listen, he's so powerful, he can do it through you. He can do it through you. Now he's walking with the creator of heaven and earth. If that's not a confidence booster, tell me what is. Then he says, thy rod, and I'm closing, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. I said, David, you said thy rod and thy staff, they comfort. You mean God don't comfort you? He said, listen, God is my company keeper. He's my confidence, but he comforts me in the completeness of his protection. He says, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Why? Because one, the rod is for my enemies. But the staff with the crook on it looks like a question mark is for me. When I fall, when I make a mistake, when I slip in a crack or crevice, when I try to go in a different way, that staff hooks me and brings me back on in. In other words, I have protection both with the rod on the outside and the staff for the inside of me. In other words, my comfort comes. Listen, I used to watch, and I still do watch, old Westerns. I love Westerns. And I'm always excited when a group get in trouble or situation, or they're a few fighting off the Indians or fighting off the enemies, and they're down to a handful of men or whatever, but they're holding their ground. And they've already called here for the cavalry. And the cavalry comes in just in the nick of time, right before it appears that the enemy is about to do them in. Here comes the cavalry and charging and take care of what they were unable to do. He said, thy rod and thy staff are like the cavalry. Whatever I've got going on and I can't handle, whether it's outside of me or on the inside of me, the cavalry will take care of it. You don't understand what I'm trying to tell you. Look at a staff. Y'all know what a staff is, don't you? I was looking at that staff, and that staff has, again, like a question mark loop at the top and comes straight on down. But if you take, I'm going to see if you can catch this. If you take the staff that crooks at the top and comes all the way down, the staff looks like a head. Trying to get you to Golgotha now. And it comes straight down. But if you take that staff coming straight down and put the rod. Somebody don't get me here. Calvary is the rescuer. Calvary is the savior of the soul with Christ hanging on the cross. What he did comforts me in this earth realm and prepares me for eternity. My God is trying to help us understand we don't choose the course that we go on.
The teaching ministry of Dr. John E. Montgomery II offers help for today and hope for tomorrow. Dr. Montgomery would like to know you are being blessed by this program. Our email address is info@greaterkingdavid.com.